You know, the way I would do it, and even whenever I was in my best shape, the bar that you put weights on is about 50 pounds. And whenever you'd bench, for example, that's when you lay on your back and you push up. It's supposed to help your chest out and your triceps and such. And I would just lift the bar for 100 reps. And you know, yeah, the guys in the gym would give me a hard time because I was just lifting the bar. But you know, I did that. That was the first thing I did every day. Whether I was squatting or whatever it was I was doing, that 50-pound bar was how I started to get the blood flowing and to get things moving. And matter of fact, the first couple days, whenever I first start lifting out, that's all I would lift, no matter what I was doing, was the bar. Get good and sore. And you see, everything is affected whenever you work out like this, whether it's running or lifting or whatever it is. From your bones to the tendons, to the molecules that hold those tendons to the bone, to the muscles themselves. Everything is affected. And matter of fact, one reason why you're sore is because those things are torn down on a microscopic level, and that makes blood rush to them, and that's how you grow in size when you do things like that. Everything is affected. Your whole body gets stronger from the bones to the muscles. You can see the reverse when you get sick and you're in bed for a long time, or when astronauts go to space for an extended period of time. Your body eats itself. What it doesn't use, it gets rid of. And you can see that in that situation. But anyway, sore is good. You know the old adage, no pain, no gain, right? We've heard that, haven't we? Yeah. When you control your pain in regards to working out, it's a good thing. However, when you leave the gym and you're not sore at all, you have just maintained, and you, in my case, in powerlifting, you've more or less wasted your time because that's not why you are there. There is no building the body that day. And there's a problem which some of you may be onto by now. The better shape you're in, the harder you have to work out to actually make a difference. Right? The harder you have to work out to make a difference. In my experience, I would have to put on 315 pounds on the bar and just lift it as much as I could until people were lifting it for me, which is kind of dangerous. But now, what in the world does me reflecting on my glory days at powerlifting have to do with the church? What does it have to do with the church? Well, what I just talked about in building up the human body can be directly applied to the church body and to this local church as well. Paul tells us in Ephesians 4, 15 and 16, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Now, I have preached before on the church family. I have talked about how all of us are important. The minute that we accept Jesus and make Him the leader of our life, God has plans for us in this local church body and the gifts and graces that we have been given to help build God's kingdom. I've talked about how we are part of a living organism and how our diverse gifts become essential in the life of that organism. Well, today I'd like to talk really specifically about First Church and go back to the basics, so to speak. Like Paul says in verse 16, we have to build up together the whole body. What would happen if the muscles in our body, or a muscle in our body, was stronger than the ligament that was holding it to the bone? What would happen? Yeah, you would injure the ligament, wouldn't you? We see this a lot whenever, especially in professional sports, they'll tear a ligament or something like that. A lot of that has to do with their muscle is literally stronger than the ligaments holding it to the bone. And, you know, the same is true in a church family on a metaphorical level, because it is so important that all of us grow together. Because otherwise, sometimes the ministries that hold us together fall apart, because we're not prepared for certain growth or whatever is happening in that area.